The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain believes that companies are at risk. Joe Roberto is the head of sales and management at ShredTech, the company that specializes in information destruction and recycling. The risk is identity theft. We hear about this all the time in the media and here and there, and I thought it would be productive to talk to an expert about what exactly is at stake when companies leave their waste baskets and recycling bins full with documents. To help us understand the risks of identity theft for your small business, joining us on the line from Cambridge, Ontario, is Joe Roberto. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at ShredTech. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, David?
Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about ShredTech, the structure of the company, and what exactly you guys do.
ShredTech is a world leader in information destruction and recycling solutions, including mobile shredding trucks, plant-based shredding systems that are designed to address identity theft and recycling initiatives that provide a cost-effective business opportunity for entrepreneurs.
Most people think of the internet as the most volatile environment for identity theft, but from what I understand, this is not necessarily the case.
Absolutely. Not to take anything away from, the concerns about computer hackers and fraud over the internet and so on. But still to this day, the number one source of information for thieves is documentation and in some cases computer hard drives and those types of hard copy materials.
From your experience, when did this whole area of identity theft, this negative phenomenon, begin to take shape? Has it always been there, or is it relatively new?
Well, I think if you went back, into the 1970s and 80s, there were always people that would go through, trash bins. It was sort of affectionately called dumpster diving, and yes. People would find important banking information and occasionally checkbooks and you name it. Business espionage for decades has been conducted, largely through dumpster diving. So I think this is something that's been going on for many decades, but really in the last 10, 15 years, it's really gotten into everyone's psyche, and it's become on top of everyone's awareness.
Now, I understand there are laws that require small businesses to shred certain types of sensitive business documents. Could you elaborate on that piece of information?
Absolutely. One of the acts in law that require businesses to destroy documents, it's called FACTA, and that's an acronym for Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act. If your listeners want to get some more information on FACTA, they can go to www.ftc.gov. And and that law really that encompasses just about any business, because this requires any business that has any sort of confidential financial information relating to employees, customers, et cetera. They're obligated by law to destroy those documents properly. And another law is HIPAA, which the acronym stands for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. And that relates to medical records, and so that'll affect all sorts of doctors and hospitals and so on.
If a company already is recycling their office waste, is that acceptable substitute in terms of shredding versus recycling? Are they the same or are they different?
No, they're very different in that general office recycling does not afford the customer any form of security or confidentiality. So those records, that are being recycled, for example, or documents for, in office waste, they'll go to a recycler and they may sit around and be handled, in some cases sorted into various grades of paper. And then from there, they'll be baled and shipped off to paper mills around the world. And, at any point in time, that information can be taken. With shredding, the shredding company can come to your door with a mobile shredding truck, for example, shred those documents, and then recycle them. So, what you're doing is actually securing the information before the recycling process starts.
Absolutely. Now, ShredTech does have a mobile shredding service. How exactly does that work?
Actually, ShredTech is the manufacturer of shredding equipment, and we sell to hundreds of document destruction service providers and throughout North America and Europe. So we actually manufacture the equipment and sell to the service providers.
I see. For those service providers, how is this done? They visit regularly and then to the recycle bins, or just tell us a little bit about what that procedure looks like.
A document destruction company, and there are literally hundreds across the United States now, and in every major market, and even small markets will have document destruction companies. There's two types of services. There's on-site service, where they'll come to your door with a shredding truck and shred all of the documents at your premises. So it gives you the ability to witness the document destruction if you wish, or... ultimately, you can have more control and security over the documents. The second service is off-site shredding service, where a company will bring a truck to your facility and remove the documents. But typically, you will have a container in your office designed to store secure documents. And once the cabinet's full, the service will arrive and shred those documents. And in some cases, you might get rid of a few hundred pounds of paper for $50 to $100. So it's a very economical service.
Mm. We're visiting with Joe Roberto. He's the VP in marketing. He's the VP of sales and marketing for Shred Tech. And that's www.shred, shred-tech, tech.com. Joe, tell us about the opportunities that your company is providing entrepreneurs, I guess those that want to get in the business. Tell us about how that works.
Well, I guess going back maybe 15 or 20 years, when ShredTech first started designing and manufacturing mobile shredding trucks, we have sold equipment to entrepreneurs who have started their own business using our shredding equipment and grown their businesses, and in many cases sold for many millions of dollars. So the businesses can be quite lucrative. And what we do, we just provide the shredding truck and kind of help point them in the right direction. But anyone with an entrepreneurial spirit and wants to get into a fast-growing market, this is a great opportunity.
Do small business owners, do they accept this pretty readily? I mean, do they appreciate the risk that they're dealing with documents, or is it a harder sell than you might expect?
You know, it's certainly a much easier sell than it was, 10 or 15 years ago, because of the awareness surrounding identity theft and fraud. Having said that, I think there's still a very high percentage of businesses that aren't aware of their obligations to destroy information and are not.
Wow. Interesting. It's a fascinating and unfortunate reality of business on the planet today. Our guest has been Joe Roberto, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at ShredTech. That's www.shredtech.com. For more information, you can log in there. Joe, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure, David. Have a great day.
Small Biz America. The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.